A report in the LA Times last month exposed the dangers of over 1,000 concrete structures in the city of Los Angeles that are at risk of collapse during the event of a major earthquake. A group of scientists led by UC Berkeley professor of engineering Jack Maley have compiled a preliminary list of these concrete buildings at risk, but have refused to provide it to the LA Department of Building and Safety due to possible legal and ethical constraints. I spoke with Doug Smith, the data reporter who worked on the LA Times piece, Concrete Risks, and asked him about what he found most revealing throughout his investigation.
I think the most intriguing thing is the number of these buildings that are spread around the city, and the fact that even though this problem has been really well understood by seismologists and structural engineers for 40 years, nobody has still taken an account of where these buildings are.
Can you tell us about that list that was created by UC Berkeley?
It started with a kind of a seed list that was created by the LA County Assessor. They produced a list of about 80,000 buildings in LA County that are made of some kind of masonry, either concrete or brick or cinder block, and that was the starting point.
Do we know if the city is doing anything about this issue?
Actually, we've been surprised. They're talking about handing over the list to the city, which would be a starting point. The list is not really definitive. It has a lot of issues, but it would be a place to start.
What would you say were some of the most challenging issues you face in this investigative process?
I went into this thinking that we would generate our own list that would be publishable, and I think the most challenging aspect was the editorial decision about whether or not to publish a list. There's a lot of errors, and the question is how much error is tolerable. At this point, we've decided we're not confident enough in our list to publish it.
Have the people on the list, the ones really at risk, have they been notified at all?
They haven't.
What do you think this all means then for the future of Los Angeles?
Well, certainly there's no quick fix here. We're not going to be able to say at the end of next year, boy, you know, we solved this problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long-term problem, and politically that's a problem because nobody who starts this is going to be able to go out of office and say, I solved the concrete building problem, because it's a process that's going to go on for many years.
We've been speaking with LA Times reporter Doug Smith. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.